Have China's attitudes towards dogs changed? This border collie had more than 1.5 million followers online. But while its owner was overseas, the dog was reportedly stolen, sold to a restaurant, and eaten. The case shocked many people across China. And it's reigniting a debate over a practice that's becoming increasingly controversial, the dog meat trade. At an animal shelter in Beijing, these dogs are getting a second chance. The NGO said they were from a slaughterhouse linked to the dog meat trade at Yulin, a city long associated with an annual dog meat festival.
Okay, good boy. Let's go.
After a 30-hour journey from there, the dogs finally arrived in Beijing. Some of them are so traumatized that they're afraid of people. Volunteers are now helping them recover, treating illnesses and preparing them for adoption. One dog, Taishan, is suffering from severe skin disease and will need months of rehabilitation before he's ready for a new home. Cases like these are fueling a wider conversation in China. There's currently no national law banning the consumption of dog meat, but regulations have been changing. In 2020, China removed dogs from its livestock catalog and reclassified them as pets. Some cities, including Shenzhen and Zhuhai, have also banned the consumption of dogs and cats. And many Chinese people say attitudes have shifted dramatically. At this shelter, that's a sign of something bigger, not just dogs being saved, but a society redefining its relationship with animals.